we'll start again. The Gemara, the Mishnah has the Machlokes Satanoim, where the Motzi Shemra requires Shlosha or Esrim Shlosha. So the Chachamim sound like they're saying that we always require Esrim Shlosha in all cases of Motzi Shemra, even though we're only being done on Mominis, because Mishnah Bodin in the process. Because sometimes you're involved in the Din in the process, so it sounds like a Loitlug. Since sometimes we're being done on Din in the process, even in cases we're only being done on Din in Mominis, you also require 23. So the Gemara asks that that doesn't make any sense. The Salka Daitach, that's how Rashi writes on Ches Amenach. The Salka Daitach, the Gemara thought in the Kasha, the Ochi Karmi, the Rabbanon are saying like this, Mishum Dikim Motzi Shema, the Shach Bezin in the Foshes, Ukulon Shem, maybe Eidim, so therefore it's a Loitzlug, and you always need 23. The Gemara Parchin, the Chiyesh Bezin in the Foshes, my Havi Hashtamiyas, Lavdin in the Foshes, to the Lekka Eidim. Why should you make a Loitzlug? So the Gemara says that's not the Pshat. It's not that you're making a Loitzlug, it's some other point of dispute between Rabbi and Achachan. So what is the machloikis? So Rashi tells you right away. Rashi tells you right away that the Gemara is answering the case that we're judging is Ksubis. The husband is Neman Lahafsiduk Sabasa, as it says in Ksubis Afyud. And that's what the Mishnah is assuming, that everybody knows the Gemara in Ksubis. Everything is based on the assumption of the Gemara and Ksubis. That the husband who comes on Thursday morning, he got married on Wednesday, comes right away to Thursday morning to the bezin. If he comes a year later on Thursday morning on his first wedding anniversary, he's ain't on them. What do you mean? He's married for a year, and now he decides he's not happy. He wants to trade in his wife, wants a different one. That's, there's no chazok, ain't on terech to sudim afsida. But he comes the very next morning. So then we say, since Ksub is only the Rabbanon, heim heminu, heim amre, that is neman lahafsidik sabasafi. So really, it should be sufficient with the best of shloisha had yaita. That's what they said. Should be shloisha had yaita, should be good. And that's probably what Rab Meir said. Loitzi shema b'shloisha had yaita. And the Chachamim say, no, not only do you need the smuchim, you need 23 smuchim. Because, if neshi yesh bo din in the fashion. So what does it mean? It does mean a loitzlug. Means something else. So the Gemara has a whole list of interpretations. The first two interpretations are Ula and Rabba. So Ula says, because Choshishim Lalaz, because Rashi translates La Shema Yetze Hakol, people in the neighborhood will hear already that the husband pressed charges against the wife and his name and Hafsidah Ksubot Alpiv, his name just on his say so, Alpiv to be Masik Suba. So then maybe witnesses will step forward and corroborate what the husband's claims are, that she really was during Mizana, during Erisin, and that'll come out that there's an Einish Misa. You know, right now there's no Einish Misa. I already labeled the whole case. Choshishim Lalaz means I'm concerned about the fact she ate the hakol, and therefore witnesses may step forward. So therefore what? That's not a full sentence. That's the first sentence in there. That's the first sentence in the explanation. But what's the next sentence in the explanation? So the witnesses may step forward and may develop to become a case of Din and Foshes. So therefore, by right now, we're all being done in Imamanis. So Ramey holds in Choshishim Lalaz. So far-fetched enough to be worried about that. If there really would be what to be concerned about, if there would be a likelihood, he says highly unlikely. If there would have been a likelihood, Ramey would have also agreed that you would have required 23. And the Chacham is saying no. Even though it's a little far-fetched, you still have to be choshi. You label the case as one of din and nefoshes. So it sounds, according to Rashi, it sounds like what you're saying is that din and nefoshes, a case of din and nefoshes, the din requires 23 dayanim, need a Sanhedrin of 23. Not only if the result of the stock that you're interested in today is a matter of life and death, to be done whether the person is chai misses bezna or not. Even if today's stock clearly is only going to be on the ksuba money. We're not going to be done on the Din and Nefashis. But if the case that we're judging is one of Din and Nefashis, so then whatever aspect of it you're going to be done will require a Sanhedrin of 23. So Rav Meir says, Ein Choshishim Lalaz? You don't label it as a case of Din and Nefashis. It's highly unlikely that Eidim will step forward. And the Chacham says, Choshishim Lalaz, you do have to be concerned. And Rabbi says, Gareh, Kuli Al Lalaz Lechashina. Rabbi says, I can't believe it. No one holds Choshishim Lalaz. So far-fetched. What do you mean witnesses are going to come with Eidim and Hasra? Mizana in a bedroom with the Eidim are there with Hasra. So far-fetched to get Eidim to say on anything. Kavuchayman is nus, it's not going to happen. So that's the idea behind Choshishim Lalaz according to Rashi. We have such a similar idea in last year we were learning Subis, so we came across a Pisei Tshuva and Eben Ezer, who spoke about when is Eid Echod believed and when do you require two Eidim. So the din is that Eid Echod is Neman and Isurim, and if it's there's one area of Isurim that's labeled as Dov Shebi'er, but you need two Eidim, a Mominus and a Farshus and a Dov Shebi'er. The Mominus is a different case and the Farshus is a different case. Dov Shebi'er is basically within the category of Isurim. If the Issa that you're discussing is Dov Shebi'er, then it's not sufficient with Eid Echod, you need two Eidim. So what if you're discussing a case of Dov Shebi'er, where the issue at hand is Dov Shebi'er, but you're only interested in passing that aspect of the story that's Isurim. You're not interested in passing the Dov Shebi'er aspect. So for example, we had the first Rashi in Makkos, and the first Mishnah Makkos, I think we discussed it last year. Pesach Shuv and Eben Ezer had this idea. Many Rishonim and Achronim claim that to ascertain whether someone is a Cholol or not is Eid Echod Neman B'Yisurim. Eid Echod should be believed. But to ascertain whether a woman was Nizgarsha or not, that's already a Dov Shebi'er, to say that the woman is no longer an Esh Yisur. So what about to ascertain, let's say the witnesses come and they say, B'faneinu Nizgarsha Imo Koidim Shenoy Ladzeh. They say this boy is 20 years old. He's in college. He's only 20 years old. The mother was divorced 30 years ago. The boy is obviously not 30 years old, and everybody knows that's the mother of this child. So they're saying that the child is a Ben Grusha. They're saying that the mother was Nizgarsha, but her name is Nizgarsha Imo, Kodim Shanoi Ladzeh, Kodim Shanisabra Miyel Ladzeh. The father is a Kohen, and this is the mother. We know this is the mother and the father, and this is the son. And the son is 20 years old, approximately, and they say the mother was Nizgarsha from her previous husband 30 years ago. So you're making the child into a cholol, but you're not saying, I know he's a cholol because the father said so. The father said, B'ni Zeh hu cholol. If the witnesses would come and say, Ben Zeh cholol hu, we know the father said he's a cholol, the father has nemonis, then many would say that that's Eid Echod Neman B'Yisur. But if they say, we know that he's a cholol by virtue of the fact that B'faneinu Nizgarsha Imo Koid Mishanoi Ladzeh. So they're saying Eidus on a Maisa Gerishin. So Maisa Gerishin is labeled as a Dov Shebi'er, but even though what we're prepared to paskin on today is not whether the mother is allowed to remarry or not. The mother is happily married to this present husband. We're not trying to be ma'arar whether she's allowed to be married to the husband or not, whether she's married to someone else. No, that's not the issue at hand. The issue is whether the child is a cholol. Cholol is per se is really Yisurim. It should have been believed. Eid Echod should have been sufficient. So many Mefarshim, Seif Shat and Rashi and the first Mishnah Makkos, if the Eidim say B'faneinu Nizgarsha Imo, then we label their testimony as a Dov Shebi'er, but even though the Toyelis of the Eidus is really only relevant with respect to Yisurim. The Halacha would require in such a case two Eidim. If they would say Shamanu Me'oviv Shecholo, the father said he's a Cholo, that would have been Eid Echod Neman B'Yisurim. But if they say B'faneinu Nizgarsha Imo Koidim Shenoy Ladzeh, that would be called the Dov Shebi'er. So something similar over here, except here we're not talking about whether you need Eid Echod or two Eidim. We're talking whether you need a bezn of 3 hadyotas or a bezn of 23 smuchim, but you need a Sanhedrin. So we say such a similar word here in Choshishim Lalaz. A case of Dinei Nefashos, a case that's labeled as Dinei Nefashos, must be handled by a Sanhedrin, even though the aspect of the case that we're being done on today is not the Dinei Nefashos aspect. We just want to be done on the Dinei Mominus aspect. And Dinei Mominus basically should be an Afi Shloisha. So the answer is no, it's not a Loi Plu. It's not a Loi Plu. Since the case is one of Dinei Nefashos, and the Chachamim, the Rameya say, you need a Bezin of 23. And it sounds from the Gemara, the way Yehuda says, Rameya would have also agreed that you would have needed 23, in abstract. Said, this is a poor example. Ein Chashishim Lalaz. It does make sense to label this case of one of Dinei Nefashos. It's highly unlikely that it's going to develop into Dinei Nefashos. How often does it ever happen that Adam stepped forward and they say there was Hasra on an Eishes Ish is inside?
Why don't you care whether it's likely or not? They are discussing whether or not the Dion is about whether or not she was in Zonah. That is a question of Dinei Nefashos.
If there was Hasra, then there's din in the Farshas. If there was no Hasra, if there were no witnesses, there were no kosher Eidim, then it's not a case of din in the Farshas.
I mean, it's not like this issue where you label this area of Halacha is called the Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, there you say.
Right. Label also you may meet the old criminal case of din in the Farshas.
Right.
Label it that way, it's actually back to the din in the Farshas.
Yeah. Something similar to that Bira and Rashi. So that's how Ula says. Comes Rab and he says, I don't believe that makes any sense. I think Rameya's opinion is so compelling that Chacham should also agree. Ein chashishim lalaz. Kul yam alaz lechashim. It's not going to happen. And it does make sense that I label it already as din nefashim. It's a different story. Hocha b'chashishim lekoidim shalom yishanim kamaflizi. So what does that mean? So Rashi explains what happened. Kigon, the Gemara has it. What happened was Kigon, the Ichnif Bay Esrin the Tlosa Lemen Din Fashis. The husband gathered together a Sanhedrin, quite a job. The morning after he got married. He got married on a Wednesday afternoon. The Thursday morning he comes to Bezin. So if he says on his own, Pesach Patoch Matzah, say Nemel Hasidik Shabasa, Hey Mama, Hey Mama, that would be fine. He would be Nemel. But he claims that he's going to succeed in bringing Eidim. He's going to bring witnesses that there was Hasra. And the whole works, and he's going to. The day after the Hasana, less than 24 hours, he's already going to prove that she was Mizani. So he said he's going to put together, he said he's going to bring Eidim Ahasra, so they put together for him a Sanhedrin of 23. And then Rashi says, Oma Habalu Havi Eidim, but I'm not. Eidim didn't show up so quickly. 9 o'clock in the morning, not Thursday morning, they didn't come so fast. The Ivder, so the Bezin scattered, everybody went away. Well, Omalahu said the husband tells the remaining three Dayanim, Gunali Miho, Dini Mamanis, be done for me, Dini Mamanis. Said that's a machlekes Rameir and a Chachamim. So Rameir says, well done, Dini Mamanis. Since it's only Dini Mamanis, in Choshishim Lalaz, it's highly unlikely that it's going to develop to turn into Dini Nefashim. It doesn't make sense to label it already now as a case of Dini Nefashim. Highly unlikely. And the Chachamim also agree, highly unlikely, even though the Baal threatens that he thinks he's going to bring Eidim, highly unlikely that he's going to succeed in having a judgment of Din Nefashim. So they neither hold that there's a concern that you already labeled it as a case of Din Nefashim. But we had a Gemara before on the Feheyom and Beis. Yeah, 6 lines from the bottom. So the Gemara asked Akasha, there is a Mishnah Lekamon Kof test. If you had a Bezna Mamanis that had a split vote, 2-1. So if 2 said Chayv and 1 said Pata, say go Basarov. 2 say Pata, 1 says Chayv, say go Basarov. What if it's 2-1, 1 says any of there? So the Mamanis says any of there for some reason or another is not Batul Berois. The din requires Yasifla Dayanim. Okay. And then you proceed from there. So the Gemara was bothered with Akasha. There is a Machlekes, we learned the first daf in the Gemara. Machlekes Rabbi Abo and Shmuel. Whether Shnaim Shadon or the Divre Hakolein Din Eim Din or Shnaim Shadon or Din Eim Din, what's the aloche? So Gemara says, Lichat Chile, you're not allowed to do Shnaim Shadon. Nikra Bez Nechaz, Bidi Yevit is a Machlekes. So isn't this a pain in the neck to be Yosifa Dayonim to go add on? The middle of it in Teretz, Inu Yadin, why don't you just consider it? Bidi Yevit, so Shnaim Fafal. Two of them said in one direction, and the third one says, Eni Yadeya. So they tried in advance, they tried not to make it into a Bez Nechaz. Considered b'di'evit already, so why not say lehevi kishnaim shadon or should dinaim din? So the Gemara answered, you can't do that over here. When do you say shnaim shadon or dinaim din if you started off with shnaim? Atayse says shnaim shadon is lab daf kishnaim who had nami chad nami dinaim din. Atayse's proves that would be if you started off with a bezn of one, you start off with a bezn of two. But if you started with a bezn of three and then one of them and then something happens. And it turns out you only have two. What happened? One of them says any a day, and somehow you can't ignore him. So you want to say, well, but he is, let's rely on Shnaim Shadon. So the Gemara says it doesn't work. Shiny Hossam. The Meikora died to the Tlosi Yisivi. If you had a Yeshiva's Bezn of three, the Psak cannot be given with two. If you started with three, Psak cannot be given with two. So we had a Machloikis and Chashimish, but what's the din? If you started, does that only mean three as opposed to two? Because three has a Shem Bezin. But let's say you started with 10. We decided such a complicated interior, so much money involved, we want to have a Bezin of 10. That's the case to have in Shulchan Aruch. Why don't you say Ein Bezin Shuffle? Say that's a problem that the Akronim are bothered with. That the Shara Mishpat is. But the Shulchan Aruch gives this case, the Mechaber gives the case. Chatzila, we had a Bezna 10 sitting and listening to the case. And then 9 said in one direction, and the 10th one says, Eni Adeya. So do you say, so forget about the one that says Eni Adeya. So you don't need more than 3, you don't need. Machaladeh, you don't need more than 3. So you had 9? So it's good with the psak of the 9. And the one that says Eni Adeya should be discounted. Or do you say, no? Shiny Hasan, the Meikara, Daita Dasari, Yasivi. So Mechaber writes the same as it says in the Gemara. Mechaber quotes Rishonim and say, Shani Hasma Meikara Daita de Dasari Yisivu. So you cannot have a psak issued by 9. Since they start off Lechatchil Veznav 10, 9 is no good. And then there's a Ramah who disagrees with something. And then there's a Kenim and say the Ramah disagrees with this Mechaber also. That what? 9 and 10 is not a difference in the Chaloshen Bezna. The Beznav 3. There's a difference between a Beznav 3 and Chad Namikosh, a Bezna 3 in Shnaim Shadonu. That's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam wrote in the end of Perik Beis, I think, Aval Pish Echad Dan Min HaTorah Ein Bezna Pochus Mishloisha. That it should have a status of the Bezna, you need Shloisha. There are certain things where you would certainly need a Bezna, Shiyim Shtoris, Taisa says, on Daf Gimel Amar Aleph, when you need, but something is a Maisa Bezna, for sure you need Shloisha. Anything less than 3 is not a Bezna. So the Ramah quotes those who disagree with the Mechaber. He says, the Gemara Shaina Hot Mekar Daita that plus the Yisivi because 3 Al Pidin is a different kind of a bezin from Shnaim. Shnaim is not a bezin, Shlosha is a bezin. But once you reach the point of 3, it doesn't make a difference whether you have 9 or 10. You can't say Mekar Daita Da Sari Yisivu, and anything less than 10 is not acceptable, so you can't have a psak with 9. So that's the Machlokes Harishonim, and the Mechaber Paskin is one way, the Ramah Paskin is the other way. So one can argue the point and say, Afidlo the Das HaRamah, that it doesn't make sense to say this din. Shiny Hus may kora daita da story, you see, because 9 and 10 the same thing, but a Bezna of 23 is different. A Bezna of 23 Alpi din, that's a Sanhedrin Tana. A Bezna of 71 is a Sanhedrin Doilo. So if you started a din Torah with a Bezna, a din Torah at Mominus, for some reason or another, we know the reason. The husband threatened that he's going to succeed in bringing witnesses to give his wife the death penalty. So they gathered together, 9 o'clock in the morning, they gathered together at Bezna 23. Then nobody showed up, the Edom didn't show up. So we see there's no case of Din in the Foshis yet. There may be in the future. But both of them hold. Rabbi Amar, Kuli Amar, Bechashin Alas. Though they're so far-fetched, it's not going to happen. I don't label the case of one of Din in the Foshis. But nonetheless, the Chachamim hold, Mishum Kvodim Shal Rishon. What does it mean? Shaini Hocha Meikara Daita Rechav Gimel Yisivi. Since originally there was a Kviyas Yeshiva's Bezna of the Sanhedrin Tana here, so even though normally Din and the Parshas do not require a Sanhedrin Tana, but if you had a Yeshiva's Bezna of the Sanhedrin Tana, then the Halacha sets in from Daf Heyam and Beis that you cannot be done the case with a Bezdin lesser than the Bezdin that started off on the case. So we would require, even for the Ksuba aspect, we would require a Bezdin of Chav Gimel. Could be that this is what it means. The Gemara is Lashon, maybe it's just a Melitza. Because Rashi writes on Amud Beis, there's a machlokes here, Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi writes on Amud Beis, the only time you worried the Rashi is about 20 lines from the top. It's towards the end of the Dibra Maskel, the Hizimum. Right before the Dibra Maskel, the Mokum Dika Din in the Farsha. So Rashi writes there, Afilu Kvodi Rishonim Lekalame Mahocha Dedin Achrinahu, the Meikor Bala Havitaveva Hashtav Katova. So that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The Maharam Lublin points this out. Rashi says, if the Din Torah switches in midstream, the Din Torah starts off, the husband has claims against the wife, that he's going to be Masad Ksuba, and then all of a sudden, everything turns around Fakeret, and the father is now claiming Meir Kesef from the husband. He should pay Moitz Shemraman and Meir Kesef. So Rashi says, just because in the beginning of the case, we had 23 Dayanim, because the husband had claims against his wife, but now, if the 23 Dayanim walk away, you only have 3, and now the whole story changed. The father of the girl is claiming that he wants to collect the Meir Kesef of the husband. You don't say, Shem Kvodim Shal Rishonim, you can't be done the case with less than 23. It's a different case. The original case was in one direction. The husband mops at the wife to Ksuba. Now it's Faket. The father is collecting Meir Kesef from the wife. It could be that Rashi meant to say that Choshishim Kvodim Shal Rishonim means the same as Daf Hei Amud Beis. If there was a yeshiva, that could be Rashi understood as just a melitza. If there was a yeshiva bezna of 3, then you'd no longer say Shnaim Shadon and Dinaim Din, and who had the name if there was a Yeshiva's Bezna with Sanhedrin Tan of 23, then you cannot be done this case, on which there was a Yeshiva's Bezna with less, anything less than a Sanhedrin Tan. So that's perhaps how Rashi learns this machloikis, according to Rabba. Rabba Omar, that doesn't make any, what Ula said he holds doesn't make any sense. To say Choshishim Lalaz, that the case may possibly develop into Din in the Foshis. I already label it now as one of Din in the Foshis. Even the mominous aspect of the case in the Foshis requires 23. He says it's not going to develop into anything. It's so far-fetched. No one holds like that. It doesn't make sense that the Chacham, it's not Mestaba the Chacham should disagree with Rav Meir. Machlekes says if you started off with a Bezna 23, oh, Shiny Harsamei, Kara Daita Rechav Gimel Yeshiva, so that's a Machlekes Rav Meir and the Rabbanon. So in this, the Gemara has our kasha. Meisvei, they quote the Tosefta that the Chachamim disagree with Rav Meir. And when they say here, the top line of Chesam and Beis, Chachamim say that it depends that do you need 23? Rav Meir says that Moitzi Shemar is the Gimel. All you need is 3. The Chachamim say sometimes we think you're right and sometimes we think you're wrong. So how can it be that sometimes he's right and sometimes he's wrong? If you say like Rabbo, like the second Pshat, then we understand. The only time the Chachamim require Bezna 23 for Hefzad Aksuba, that's how Rashi learned the whole Gemara, from the beginning to the end. The end is a daf later. The end is over here on Testament Beis, the middle of Testament. I'd like to, my plan of learning is to learn the whole Gemara with Rashi till Testament Beis, and then to read through everything with the Tosis afterwards, just to see the gist of what's the flow of the Gemara. Because if you have to help cup over here to concentrate on what's going on here. The Rashi has one pshat in the whole Gemara, Tosfos says Rabbi Nathan has a whole different interpretation. So again, so Bishleima, if you hold like the Gemara, Bishleima le Rabba, the Gemara says on the third line, if you hold like Rabba, Rabba says the only time the Chachamim disagree with Rab Meir is if Meikor Adaita the Chav Gimel Yisivu. So if originally there was Yeshiva's Bezna 23 on the Hefzad Aksuba, then even though they scattered and they disappeared, the halacha requires the psak has to be with 23. But if Melchatchila, the husband never gathered together 23, he only gathered together in the first place the Bezna 3 Adyaitis, and then he can be done. The Hefzad Aksuba, as Mana says, the Shlosh Adyaitis, that's what Tosfos said. So we understand the Tosefta. The Chachamim say, sometimes they agree with Rav Meir and sometimes they disagree. Tabay Mama in Bishloisha, Tab Nefasha is best in Shloisha. What it means is, if the case began with Shloisha, you can finish it with Shloisha. If the case began with Chav Gimel, that even though it turns out that there's no more Nefashas, but since it began with Chav Gimel, so we require it. Tava Mamet Chilo, that's what it means. Bishloisha, the rabbi, that's what it means. Tava Mamet Chilo, you never had a Bezna 23, it's Bishloisha. But Tav Nefashas Chilo, even if it turns out that there's no Nefashas to deal with, I feel the moment would require a smishloshi. So that's nicha if you hold like rabbi. That's exactly what the Tosefta is saying. I'll leave it to Chachamim. That the only time the rabbanon the rabbi required Bezna 23 is mishum kvodim shorishanim. If you started with 23, shiny hachamei kara daita dochav gimel yisiv. But if you hold like ula elala ula says choshishim lalaz, the rabbanon the rabbi concerned maybe edim will come in the future, so every case where the husband wants to be mafsid ksuba, and that's the pirish amilus Rashi learns of Moitzi Shemra. Husband wants to be mafsid ksuba based on heim heiminu. The baal is neman mafsid ksubasa al pi, because they don't have to suda mafsida. So the Chachamim disagree with Rav Meir, because they already label the case of one of the nefashis because of the possibility that maybe Edom will come and it'll develop into the nefashis. So it should always be like that. When do you ever have tova moment? Elalula kasha, we don't know how to make sense out of this Tosefta. When did the Chachamim say that you don't need Chav Gimel? They should always disagree with Rav Meir. Every case of Hefzik Suvim may possibly develop Choshishim Lala, may possibly develop into a Chiyuv Misa. Omar Rav, Ani Varish Vachbor Tagim, Mar Abchi Barovin, I with another Amora defended Ula's Shita. It's interesting, there are two girsas on Amun Aleph. Who's the one who's speaking? Is it Rava or Rabba? So in our edition, the Gemara says Rava, and the Marshal thinks that it should be corrected, that it should read Rabba. If it's Rava, so Rava is quite a gentleman. Rava has Ula over here, and he's wrestling with him, and he's choking him. And then he says, I'm going to let him go, because even though there's a Tosefta that says the Farish is wrong, I'm going to save his life. I can I'll reinterpret it to Sefer. Very nice on his part. I have a lot of times in the Gemara like that. You have machlokes abayi v'rove. Then the Gemara says a beferish in Mishnah, and then the one who's winning says, that's not a proof. I can defend the other opinion. They're very decent when they argued with each other. They didn't argue to kill the opponent. They were respectful of the other one's opinion. They only argued to present their shita in a forceful fashion. But if they saw that the opponent was losing based on a weak proof, so they said that's not. They were looking for the truth. They're not looking to win the argument. So Rabbi, that's according to the girsa that we have in the Gemara, according to the Marshal. It's not the same thing. Someone else. Rabbi was a generation younger than Rabbi. Abai Rabbi was a generation after Rabbi. So according to the Marshal, you don't see anybody acting in any gentlemanly fashion. They're just all fighting and talking and learning. But according to the way it's printed in Agamar, Rabbi steps forward and he defends Ula and his sheep. So he says, I'm going to answer the Kasha, even Ula, who claims that the Chachamim, the Ramei Hol Choshishim Lalaz, that you have to label the case already as one of Din HaNefashos because of the remote chance that maybe it'll develop into Din HaNefashos. So because of that possibility, Ramei says, too far-fetched. And Abana says, even though it's a little far-fetched still, I should already label it as one of Din HaNefashos. But Medvar Mamur, when do you say that even though it's a little far-fetched, I have to already label it as one of Din HaNefashos, and Din HaNefashos needs Chav Gimel? That's only if there is a chotcha chance. But if he's zimum, if we already were mazim the edei habal, the husband brought edim, we were mazim the edei habal. So then we see he's mahader, bosa sahadi shakri ko mahader, ishkuri ko mashaker. So then then number one, you don't believe the husband when he says pesach pasuach matzasi. He told a lie. He said pesach pasuach, and he brings edim, then it comes out the edim ahuzma. So we don't give him his nemonis anymore. Chazaka ain't on him to rep the Suda Mafsida. That falls off. And we don't have to be concerned about a little far out possibility. Maybe other Edom will come. There ain't going to be no more Edom. If Huzmu, it's possible, but it's so unlikely. If Huzmu, Edom HaRishonim, it's so unlikely, even Ula would never say, Alibi the Chachamim, that in such a case, Choshishim Lalaz, maybe another pair of Edom will come who will not be Huzmu. And then the case will develop to become Din of Rashi. That's too far-fetched. That's where Rashi writes. If he's Zimum, Rashi writes, he's Zimum. This is like a Lamechesh Lalaz. What are you going to be choshed? And maybe more witnesses will come. Yeah. It turns out the husband was relying on these first pair of Edom. And this pair of witnesses told a lie. The husband is not believed anymore. Because he sees that he's a liar. So in such a case, Rashi says, so what are we judging about? So if the husband is the first pair of witnesses, Behuzmu, and the husband doesn't have namonis to say, so what is there to judge? So there's nothing to judge. So Rashi says, no. Since the husband brought witnesses and they were Huzmu, then now if I care, the father of the girl has the right to collect the meo kesef. That's what Rava and Rav Chiya bar Ravin say pshat is in the Tosefta. Baby, have edim is immolated about balig was mamon mi baal. The Gemara now puts in the word balig. Before it didn't say who's collecting mamon from whom. So now Rashi says now is the first time on Amud Beis, the tenth line from the top, whatever it is, the eighth line, I don't know, from the top. Is the first time the Gemara introduced, the only time the Gemara introduces that word, bo ligvas momen mibal. If the aviha isha, if the girl's father wants to come and collect the mea kesef, so then it's a beznam shloisha is sufficient. So Rashi says it's only at this point that the pshat and moitzi shemra means the famous moitzi shemra mea kesef. But before and after the whole Hemshach HaGemara, the term Moitzi Shemra is not referring to what we normally refer to as Moitzi Shemra, the Meir Kesef, it's referring to the Hefsid HaKesef. That's where Rashi points out. So, Bodlik was Maman Mibal, if the girl's father is now interested in collecting the Meir Kesef, so there's no Laz and there's no Tvodim Shomishan. So then everybody would agree that it's Bishlosh. But the normal case of Moitzi Shemra, Rashi says, what's the normal case? Normal case, what we would not consider normal is the husband wants to be mafsidik suba al pi. Rabbi Tam says that's the normal case. That's the normal case. When the father is collecting the mare kesef, that's the term when you learn suba. That's what the term Moshe Shemra means. Avi ha'isha collects the mare kesef. Rashi learns like that. The normal case of Moshe Shemra, Ula will say you always chashishim lalad. Maybe Edom will come later, and it'll turn out there will be din in the farshe. So are you ready? The Chachamim Rabbi Meir will say I already labeled it as a case of din in the farshe. So even the mammon aspect of the din in the farshe case requires 23. But if it's a fakir, if hizimu eidi habal, if hizimu eidi habli eidi habal, if huzmu eidi habal, then and the father comes to collect the mer kesef, then there's neither an issue of laz nor kvodim shoshan. Why there's no laz? It's possible, theoretically possible, that Adam will come and say the same thing again. The woman was mizada, but it's highly unlikely. That's even more unlikely than a normal case. Even the rabbanim agree that that's too much to say in such a case. Choshishim laz. Why there's not kvodim shoshan? Mr. Rashi says because he just switched cases. The case originally had 23. That was the case when the husband was claiming the wife was mizana. To be done, the wife said, for hepsik subas, he needed 23 because it may develop to interdit in the fashas. So now that it's fakert, the father is collecting the mea kesef from the husband, so that's a different case. That case never had a yeshiva's bez no 23. And Rashi learned that's what it means, quote him, shall we. If this case already had 23, this din Torah, we just switched in a Torah in the middle, that's the Gemara. So far we have the two interpretations of what the machlokes is. Ula's interpretation and Rabba's interpretation. Ula says, Al Shem Ha'asid, we already label it as a case of Din Nefashas. And Rabba's interpretation, Al Shem Ha'avar, since the Din Torah began, the Dion began with 23, it's like Meikara died to the Tlosa Yisivis and Meikara died to the Chav Gimel. Yisivis, he cannot be done with less. Abai Omar, the Gemara continues, Abai doesn't like either of these pshat. He doesn't like Ula's pshat, doesn't like Rabba's pshat. Abai Omar, the Kul Yamo, Choshishim Lalaz. He picks the difficult way. He says, everybody would agree with Ula's Vart, Choshishim Lalaz. Even Rameh will agree. I would have tended to say like Rabba. Abai was a Talmud of Rabba. He's a nephew of Rabba, and he goes and he says, Punk Faker from Rabba. Not only can you see that the Chachamim hold Choshishim Lalaz, he thinks the Rameh holds Choshishim Lalaz. You know, it's so far-fetched. The theoretical possibility that maybe Edom will come makes it, it's already labeled as Din of the Choshes. And everybody would have agreed, Mishim Kvaidim Shalashanim, if the case began with 23, everybody agrees, Meikar died to the Chav Gimel Yisiva. You know, there's room to Dimzach. You see, if you hold like the Mechaber, that if you started with 10, you can't have a Pesach based on 9, so whatever number you started with, you can't have a psak based on less. If you started with 23, you can't have a psak with less than 23. That I see. But if you all like the Ramah, that if you started with 10, the way the Neres Kerem say, they think the Ramah disagrees with that Mechaber. Ramah said, quoted other Bishayim, said something else. They think he disagrees with the Mechaber with the 9 and 10. So if you don't hold from the 9 and 10, you just hold from 2 and 3, because 3 is a Bezdin and 2 is not a Bezdin. So I can understand 2 and 3, but to say that Chav Gimel is a Sanhedrin, I understand San Chav Gimel is a Sanhedric Tana, but is Didi Mominus Nitvas in a Pesach of a Sanhedric Tana? Sanhedric Tana is needed for Dini Nefoshes. The Halacha never requires Sanhedric Tana for Dini Mominus. So one could argue in a point and say that if Meikara died for the Chav Gimel, that he originally started the Din Torah with 23, that's the same as 10 and 9. If you say 10 and 9 is okay, the 23 and 3 is also okay. Once you go past the point of 3, everything else is irrelevant. I would have said if you want to reject Rabba, I would have wanted to reject in the other direction. The Kulei Alma Ein Choshishim L'Kodem Shosham. So Abaye rejects. I see. That's why I was never coronated. They never made me an Amora. They never made me a Tar. I would have said just the opposite. I would have said, nobody holds Mavaz and nobody holds Mekvodim Sholoshan. Abai holds Fakir. Everybody holds Mavaz and everybody holds Mekvodim Sholoshan. Kuli Amachoshim Mavaz and Mishim Kvodim Sholoshan. Everybody holds from both Svarts. And the Machlokes over here is a different Machlokes. So what's the case? Machlokes is she Chayiv Misa or not? Ish yichad misana. So what happened? We started off with a yeshiva's bezin of three. The husband comes on Thursday morning and he says, I want to be mafsid my wife ksuba, and I want to give a misa also, and I have witnesses. How did he do this stunt? He just got married on Wednesday. He already comes to, and he brings the witnesses to bezin on Thursday morning, and the witnesses testify. Yes, Anishas Ish is insa. 3 months ago, he already did the research. It's 4 o'clock in the middle of the night, between 4 or 5. And he woke everybody up, knocked on all the doors, and the yadim came to bezin right after Shabbos the next morning. Yeah, and then the yadim testify in front of bezin of three. I don't know, how did he call up the bezin? How did he convene the bezin of 23 the next morning? But the 23 gathered together, three of the 23 gathered together, and he says, Rabbeisai, I have a case of nefashis, and I have the witnesses. And then the witnesses testify. So the bezin of three has to now decide, should we add on another 20 to complete the case to be done in nefashis? So they would say, no. There's not going to be, and there isn't going to be any din in Foshin. This is as far as it's going to go, just going to be mominous. So the witnesses testified, yes, the Eishes Ish was Zinsa, we were there, and we gave a Hasra, but we only gave a Hasra stam. We said, you better not be Mizane, it's when Aseres Adibas, it says, like Sinof, and the punishment is the death penalty. And they didn't say which one of the Arbim misses Bezim. So that's a Machalekis Hatanaim. Rabbi Yudi says, Achiyad Yu Be'ezim Misu Hunera. That's right, you have to say specifically Misa Mufaretas. And the Chachamim say, Achiyadiyu Shuhu Chayiv Misa, Bibezin. You have to warn the Baal Avera that if he does this Avera, he'll get the death penalty. It's not necessary to mention which one of the four brands of Einish Misa Bezin. Skilas Reif, Eric Henig, there are four forms of Misa Bezin, so the Chachamim say it's not necessary to be Mufaret. And Rabbi Yudah says it is necessary. Could be. Some want to say the Machlokes Tanakam Rabbi Yud is along the lines there's the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban and the Sefer Mitzvahs. How many mitzvahs do you count Mrs. Bezin as? So the Rambam's opinion is that it's counted as four mitzvahs. To give skila to everybody's chayv skila, to give strafe to everybody's chayv strafe, to give chenik, and to give sayif. And the Ramban thinks everything is included in one mitzvah. One mitzvah to give Mrs. Bezin. A miscellaneous mitzvah to give Mrs. Bezin. It could be that. That's the machloikis. Tanakama perhaps thinks along the lines of the Ramban. It's one mitzvah. You don't have to have a hasra mefuretas. Rabbi Yudah says you do have to have a hasra mefuretas. A little strange that this should be the machloikis hatanoim is the machloikis the Ramban. That was a little corny. Machloikis hatanoim is the machloikis harishen. How come no one quotes it? I don't think the Ramban or the Ramban quotes this. This seems to be the pshat. Okay, so maybe it's something else along the lines of this machlok. Okay, so the Gemara. So how does Abayi say pshat in the case? The machlok is Rav Meir and the Chachamim is talking about such a case. The husband, it's not a little bizarre case. Husband comes the morning after he got married Thursday morning, and he produces Edim, and the Edim testify in the presence of a bezin of three. Now the bezin of three has to decide: should we add on another 20 and go for din in the nefashis? Well, that's as far as we're going to go. There isn't going to be any din nefashis. So if Rav Meir holds, it's not going to develop into din nefashis. Rav Meir agrees with Rav Yudah, which is a little unusual. Usually Rav Meir and Rav Yudah are the ones who disagree with each other. So if you have a machlokes in the Mishnah, Rav Meir against the Chachamim, you can rest assured the Chachamim are Rav Yudah. It's usually the Bapluk to Rav Meir. Once in a while it's not. Okay. Hitting Morris Abai claiming this is the once in a while case that it's not. The Rav Meir is the same sheet. The Rav Meir goes with Sheetas Rav Yudah. Rav Meir holds you have to have Hasra Mufuretas, Beza Misuhu Nerag. So since the Bezin of three here, that the Edom say, yeah, there was Nus, there was Hasra, but the Hasra was not Mufuretas, so you can get another 1,000 witnesses, they're not going to say any different. That was the story. There was no Hasra Mufuretas. It's not that they say, we gave a Hasra Stam, but there may have been other Edom who gave Hasra. No. They say there was only Hasra Stam. So what are you going to think? There are going to be more Edom coming to tell about another story of Znus? Highly unlikely. So maybe you get some more Edom say over the same story. But the Edom already said there was no Hasra before Ethos. So Meir thinks, like Rabbi Yudah, that the Bezin of three already decides that it's not going to develop into Din Nefashis. It's the maximum you can get out of this story is a Hefsek Ksuba. Hefsek Ksuba is sufficient with the Bezin of three. So they say, okay, we are qualified to pass in your case. she's going to lose her ksuba, and that's going to be the end of the story. And the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim go like the Chachamim of Rabbi Yehuda, that a Hasra Stam is good. So the Beis Din of three, for Mekabel Eidus, has to say, we can't even be done Hefsek Ksuba, since there is a possibility. The witnesses said there was Hasra Stam. Since there's a possibility, she should be ready to get the death penalty. If we'll add on another 20, we may pilfer it out, and it may turn out that there's no Onish Misa for some reason or another. Maybe some reason where there won't be an Onish Misa. But since there certainly is a possibility that it will develop into an Onish Misa, it looks like it is going to develop into an Onish Misa. So therefore, we cannot even be done the Dini Mominus aspect. Because Choshishim Lalas. Choshishim Lalas means even the Mominus aspect of a case that's Dini Nefoshis also requires a Sanhedrin of 23. So this pshat that Rashi is learning is all based on the assumption that Kabbalah Seydus for Dina Nefashis is sufficient with a Bezna 3. No? How does Rashi say? The case is Abai Omar. By the letter Aleph in the Rashi, where the Bach has a tiny letter Aleph in Rashi in parentheses. So that line Rashi says, Vahani Amri Bapi Plotza. And these two witnesses testify in the presence of the Bezna of three, the Israel of Misa Stam. What do you mean, Vahani Amri Bapi Plotza? How do you have a Kabbalah Seydus of Dina Nefoshis in the presence of three? Doesn't halacha require Bezna 23 for dealing with Foshas? So Rashi obviously thinks no. It's sufficient. Kabbalah say this is enough for Bezna 3. When you say dealing with Foshas needs a Bezna 23, that's to judge the case. To discuss whether she's chai Misa or Pata from Misa to make the Gemar Din. The Masa Matna with the Gemar Din. But the Kabbalah say this, the Biru HaMaisim, that's the same. Mominus and the Foshas is the same. A Bezna Shloisha is good enough for Kabbalah say this of dealing with Foshas. That's what it sounds like. They're not going to have to say Eidus again. If they have to say Eidus again, so how did the three Makabal Eidus in the first place? The Hani Ami, these two witnesses testified, but Api Kloso, in the presence of the Bezna 3, the Hisra Bamisa Stam, like Rabbi Yehuda, it's not going to lead up to Nefashis, the case will not have Nefashis, period. It's not going to have Nefashis. So the all there is to be done is numinous. So there can't be any laws. It's not going to develop into nefashim, period. So therefore it's enough with the Bezna 3. And the Chachamim in the Mishnah disagree with Reb Meir, and they say no. They hold like the Chachamim in the Braise, that Asra Stam is good, and that Tosef, Asra Stam is good. So therefore the case can develop, probably will develop into nefashim. So you'll need another 20 Dayan, so you can't even be done the Ksuba aspect, because the case is labeled as one of the Nefashim. So this is Rashi Shita. This is a famous machlokes, Rav Sadia Goyen and Ramban on Chumash. There's a pasuk in Chumash Dvarim that the Mishnah Makkos works on. The pasuk says Al Pishnayim Eidim Al Pishlosh Eidim Yumas Amei. So the Mishnah Makkos poses the question: Nimis Kayem Eidim Pishnayim Lama Part Lo Hakasa Bishlosha. If two Eidim are good enough, so three Eidim is Achal V'chaimah, that is good. So why does it bother to say Shloisha? Once it says Al Pishnayim Eidim, so Shloisha is included. So the Tanoim each give a different explanation. Each one says Lahakishnayim L'Shloisha, Shloisha L'Shnayim. Every Tanoim gives another drasha. But what's Pshutah Shal Mikra? Before you go to all the Pilpulim, what's the Pshutah Shal Mikra? So the Rav Sadia Goyen has an Arabic translation on the Chumash, which the Ramban quotes from time to time. Ibn Ezra quotes it more often. So the Ramban quotes the Rabbeinu Sadia Goyen on this pasuk that the Pshuto Shal Mikra is as follows: Al Pishnayim Eidim Al Pishlosha Dayanim. That even in Dina Nefashis, that you need a Bezna 23 to judge the case, that's for the Masa Matan and that's for the Gemar Din. But the Kabbalah Seidus of Dina Nefashis is sufficient with the Bezna of Shloisha. So he claims that that's the Pshuto Shal Mikra. How does it fit into the words? I don't know. Al Pishnayim Eidim Al Pishlosha Eidim. Yumas Ameis. How does it say Shlosha Dayan? The pasuk says Al Pishnayim made him Al Pishlosha. I don't know. So that's what the Rav Sadia Goyen says. So the Ramban quotes it, And he says, with all due respect, he's wrong. He says, Dina Nefashis needs a Bezdan 23, not only for the Masa Matan, not only for the Gemar Din. For the Kabbalah Zedis, you also need a Bezdan 23. What do you mean? You have Kabbalah Zedis of Nefashis is sufficient with a Bezdan 3. It's not true. You need 23 for the Kabbalah Zedis of Nefashis as well. What's Takab Shat in the Pasuk Al Pishnai? What Pshuta Shal Mikra? Before you get to all the Tanoim are giving an additional level of interpretation. So that's what the Gemara on Tesam and Aleph is quoting that Mishnah in Makkos. The Miskayem is Eidus, Pishnayim Lama Paradlach HaKasa Vishloisha. Gemara with the Rashi quotes the rest of the Mishnah there. So all the Tanoim give a drosha. So what's the Pshuta Shal Mikra? So the Ramban writes, he thinks that the Pshuta Shal Mikra means the Halacha requires two Eidim. What happens if the Bezdin hears that there were three Eidim? Bezdin hears that there were three Eidim. So then the Bezdin would require that all the three Eidim should step forward, because the more Eidim come and testify on the case, so the more information we'll be able to gather about all the details of the case. If you just have two Eidim, so they'll only say 80% of what they saw. If you have the third Eidim will come, he'll start saying more things, and then Bezdin will know what to ask the first two Eidim. All the witnesses testify first there shaloi b'snezeh. Whenever witnesses testify, so you want to see if they're going to, maybe they made up the whole story. Maybe the whole thing is a lie. So you can't have them testify zeh b'snezeh. But you're going to have the first guy tell over the whole story. The second guy just stands there and says, yeah, that's true. 100%. I agree. That's what happened. So and maybe they made up the story. So you have to first be mekabalei zeh shaloi b'snezeh. You have to ask 1,001 questions to the first witness, 1,001 questions to the second witness. And then based on what he says, you've got to go interrogate the other guy. Based on what he says, you interrogate the other guy. Keep on asking more and more to see whether they're telling the truth or they're telling a lie. Try to see if they're going to contradict each other. You're not trying to trick them. See, in the courts, the way they show on the movies, on the television, the lawyers always ask the question in such a way to trick. Whatever you're going to say, you're going to fall in. They word the question in such a way, you always fall in. Desmond's not interested in tripping the Aiden. But they want to see if they're telling the truth or not. So first they mekabalei zeh shelo b'shmezeh to see whether nimtzu divrei mechuvanim. And then the Mishnah says, and nimtzu divrei mechuvanim, if everything stims, they both said the same thing. So then we proceed. Here, that's on Chof Tesam and Al. There's mekabalei zeh the first one, then mekabalei zeh the second one. If it's... And then the Gemara says, if it's a case of din and nefashis, the halacha requires in din and nefashis, the Edom have to testify terch kedei dibur of each other. How can they testify terch kedei dibur of each other? It means that after they do this ceremony, a first one and then the other one, so then the Bezdin says, okay, now we see that there's no contradiction, so now we're ready to do a real Kabbalah Seder. So they tell the first guy, you say over the testimony again, and they tell the second guy, the second he finishes, terch kedei dibur, after he finishes, you have to repeat your Haggadah Seidus. Because indeed in the Farshas there's a din, Eidus Miuchedes is no good. Eidus Miuchedes is on two levels that it's no good. That's the Gemara at the end of the first Perek in Makkos. So there's one din, Eidus Miuchedes is no good. That's a Mishnah at the end of the first Perek in Makkos. Echad Roy Mechalon Zeb, Echad Roy Mechalon Zeb, Ein Shneim Roy Mzeh Zeh. They're both watching a murder that's happening in the street. And this Eid is hanging out with this window, the other Eid is hanging out the other window, but the two Eidim don't see each other. They both see what's happening in the street. They don't notice each other. So in Mamanis, that would be acceptable, because Eidus Miuchedes is good. And in Nefashis, it's not acceptable. They have to be Rayim Zezeh. And then there's another kind of Eidus Miuchedes that's not acceptable in Dinei Nefashis. That's if the two witnesses don't testify Terche De Dibur of each other. So in Nefashis, it's okay. Zeh Ba Hayom Ameyev, V'Haver Bo L'Mochar Ameyev. One can come testify today that he saw the Halvor, and another Eid Echad can come tomorrow and testify that he saw the same Halvor. And that's called the two Eidim. You have a Kat Eidim, the two Eidim. And Dina Nefashis, the Gemara says that that's not acceptable, because you need, Eidus Miuchedes is not good, you need that the second witness should testify Terch Kedei Dibur of the first witness. But that's not how we first on the Kabbal Eidus. First in the Kabbal Eidus, the Mishnah describes, on Chav Tesam and Alev Zeh, Shalom B'Shnei Zeh. So we have to see if they're going to contradict each other. So let's say the first two witnesses come and they testify. The halacha says all you need are two witnesses. You're going to be mekabaleidus. So they're going to tell the stam 80% of the story. If you're going to have a third witness, each aid is going to give more information. Then as soon as we get information from aid number two, then we go back and we ask aid number one, well, what do you say about this? Was it sun shining? Was it raining? Was it nighttime? Was it daytime? We're going to ask some questions based on what the second one said. We're going to interrogate the second witness based on things that we heard from the first witness. We're not going to tell the aid what we heard from the first witness and say, do you agree or disagree? Of course he's going to say, I agree. We were there together, I agree, that's what happened. We're not going to tell him. We're going to ask, making believe that it's a new question, that we don't know what the other guy is going to say. So if you're going to have a third witness, he's going to give you more information. Then you're going to go back and ask each one of the witnesses, what do you say about this? Was it A, B, or C? You're going to give him a choice. And or ask him, what do you think it was? So the Ramban says, he thinks that that's Pshut or Shal Mikra. Al Pishnai Medim, Al Pishlosh Edim. Yumas Hameis, Al Pishnai Medim is the minimum. But if Bezdin knows that there were more than two Edim, Bezdin knows that there were three Edim, so then they're obligated to interrogate the Mikabalatis from all of the three. This is based on a Gemara in the beginning of the third Perek. This is based on a Gemara in the beginning of the third Perek, where the Gemara has a discussion, Tzorech Levara, or Ein Tzorech Levara, Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis. So the Gemara says, if there's a Dintur of Dini Mominis, if one says, you owe me $1,000, I can bring five witnesses with you. And the other guy says, I don't owe you $1,000, you won't find any witnesses. So Bezdin shouldn't say, well, you need two witnesses. You say, mister, you say there were five witnesses, produce the five witnesses. So then there's a whole discussion. Rashi and Tosfos have a whole discussion. What if he can only produce three witnesses out of the five? But what if he produces five, but three of them are apostle? Two are kosher and three are apostle. So they say, well, he was Mavara. He said, I can produce five witnesses. He brought five. All you need, the halacha only requires two kosher edim. He said he can produce five, so he produced five. So he says, okay. Or they say, no. Since he claims that he can produce five witnesses, so the halacha requires that all five have to be kosher. So where does that come from? So that comes from this Ramban's interpretation on the Pshut Lashon Mikra. That it says, Al Pishnai Edim, it says the same Lashon by Mamas, Al Pishnai Edim, Al Pishlosh Edim, Yakum Dover. So Ramban would learn over there also the same thing. If the Baldin claims I can produce three witnesses, then Halacha requires he has to produce all the three witnesses. At least Lechatzila. What if he can't produce at all? So then it's a Machlokes. What if he produces and the apostle? So then it's a whole discussion. We'll get to that in Chav Gimel Reis. So this is a famous Machlokes, Rav Sadia Goin and the Ramban on Chumash. Rav Sadia Goin claims that Kabbalah Seidus of Nefashis is sufficient for the bezin of three, and the only time the halacha sets in that you need a bezin of 23 for nefashis is for the masa matan part and for the gemar din. But the kabbalah sedus of nefashis is the same halacha as kabbalah sedus of mamonis. And the Ramban quotes the Rav Sadia Goin HaChumash, and he disagrees. He says it's not true. Kabbalah sedus also needs chav gimel. There's a Gemara. Which way does Rashi say? You know what Rashi says. On Yud Zayin Amid Beis, there's a Rashi. Rashi says Beferes, like Rav Sadia Goin. Same as he says by us. Rashi is consistent. There's a Gemara on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amid Aleph. Three lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Eim Ashivim Mis Sanhedrin El Bale Komo. That's a tall Rabbanim. Impressive. Tall Rabbanim. People should be afraid of the dying. There are some rabbanim who are very tall, and the balabatim are afraid of them. So the Gemara says those are the kind of people you have to appoint in the Sanhedrin. Bali koma, bali chokma, they have to be very clever. Bali mare, good looking. Bali zikno. Doesn't mean 90 years old. It means mature. You shouldn't have immature people. You should have mature dayanim. They should be clever enough to understand. Balakshachim, they have to understand maybe the guy's pulling something over, maybe he's pulling the wool over their eyes. They have to know enough kishuv to handle themselves. The Yodim Meshivim Loshim, they have to know all the different languages. Sholoi Tehesa Henishamat Mipi Hameturgamon. They have to be able to hear the Kabbalah Seder directly from the Yedim. The Yedim may speak all kinds of languages. The Yedim don't all speak Yiddish. Normal is everybody speaks Yiddish. That would be a perfect world. Not everybody speaks Yiddish, so they have to know a little English, they have to know a little Ivrit, they have to know other languages other than Lashon HaKodesh. They have to know all the other languages also. Why? Because So this is the question when Rabbi Yochanan says that the members of the Sanhedrin should know all the languages, because they have to be Mekabalaitis directly. How many members of the Sanhedrin have to know all of these languages? So you look on Amud Beis, on the third line on Amud Beis, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, and Rashi interprets that Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, this was Rav Yechanan speaking on Amud Aleph. And Rav and Rav Yechanan were the same generation. They all learned by Rav Yudal Nasi, Rav and Shmuel, Rav Yechanan, Rav Chia. So Rashi interprets that Rav and Rav Yechanan are talking about the same din. So Rav Yudal Amar Rav is commenting on the din of Rav Yechanan. It's a little unusual, because Rav Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael after they all got smicha, after they all graduated. After the commencement exercises, Rav Yishmael moved to Bava and Rav Yechanan stayed behind in Eretz Yisrael. So they didn't hear from each other. They sent letters. It took forever till the letters got there, till the letters got back. They used to correspond with each other. But it's unusual. So Rashi learns that that's what it means. Rabbi Yochanan made a memory that the members of the Sanhedrin have to know all the different languages. They should be able to hear directly. Shaloi tehei Sanhedrin shamas mefi hameturgman. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav, so Rav also subscribes to that din. And he's commenting on the details of the din. How many members of the Sanhedrin have to know all the languages? The Kabbalah Seder of Din and Nefashis has to be how many have to be Mekabalaitis? So he says, all you need are three. That's what Rashi learns, B'Teresh, like Rav Sadigwan. Kolir, a city she'em bo shnayim l'dabe v'echa v'shmaya e'ma shivim bo Sanhedrin. Rashi says like this. Sometimes I understand the language, but I can't speak the language. I understand the language sufficiently. I know the language enough to understand it, but I can't speak the language. So Rashi says in the Gemara, you have to have three of the 71 members of the Sanhedrin. They don't all have to know all the languages. Three have to understand all the languages, and the three who understand, two of them have to be able to speak the language. They should be able to interrogate the witnesses in their own, using their own language. So if you have shnayim l'dabe b'shivim lashon, two of them can not only understand English, they can speak English. Bechad l'shmaya sheyehemevim b'shivim lashon afishen yadeh l'hashiv, even though he can't speak that language, but he understands it. So that's enough. If you have three who understand all the languages, two out of the three can even speak all the languages, is mastik. That's how Rashi learns. The Ran, Chedush HaRan, says, wait a minute, this is a hamachlekes Rav Sadigon and the Ramban HaChumash. He says, Rashi holds like Rav Sadigon. Wow, that's unusual. Someone holds like Rav Sadigon. That's our Rashi already said. We already know from Daf Chesam and Beis. Rashi already said so here. He said, V'hani Yami Bapi Plosa. Rashi wrote on Daf Chesam and Beis that the two witnesses who say that Zinsa, the wife was Mizana with Hasra, the Kabbalah said this was Bifnei Bez Nishal Shloisha. Rashi already said it over here. So the Ran says that. Rashi holds like Rav Sadigon, so he has that interpretation. But it says the Ramban will not learn the Gemara like that. So Ramban learns a different shot here. It means how learned do all the members of the Sanhedrin have to be? They have to be able to talk in Kutchim and Taras just like this, rattle off everything. Well, it's enough if they know Hilchas Din and Nefashis. Let's say a Sanhedrin. We're not talking about a Sanhedrin of 71. Kol Ir, which city? You don't have an obligation to appoint a Bezin of 71 in any city. You have an obligation. If it's a large enough city, you have to appoint the Sanhedrin Ktana of 23. So you only appoint, and let's say the people in the city are all ignorant people, and you're going to have to fly them in, you're going to have to bus them in every day from Bnei Brak. You're going to have to bring them in from Panavish Yeshiva. You're going to travel all over. So you don't make a Sanhedrin in every city. You have to bus the Rabbanim in. If you have Rabbanim who live in the city, here, if you have Rabbanim who live in the city, then you appoint the Sanhedrin. So how learned do the Rabbanim have to be? So the Sanhedrin is going to deal with, what are they going to deal with? They're not going to be dealing with Hilchas Mezuzah. They're not going to be dealing with Hilchas Shiluach HaKan. They're not going to be dealing with Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara or Korbanos. They're going to be dealing with Dini Torah, Dini Mammon. They're going to be dealing with Dini Nefashis. Okay. So you make sure that they know Dini Mammon is in Dini Nefashis. Yeah, but if a guy just knows Mammon is in Nefashis and he's not familiar with the rest, so then his knowledge of Mammon is in Nefashis is going to be weak. You have to have people with a breath. They should know Kala Tarakula. So how many real Goyim Adirim do you have to constitute a Bezin? So he says, you got to have shnayim ledaber v'echad lishma. Two have to be such crackerjacks, they can talk and learning in kol ha'tar kula, and one guy has to be able to follow the two who are flying all over. And the rest don't even have to be able to, the rest, as long as they know choshen mishpat a little bit, and they know hilchos din and nefashos, and they'll know to look it up whenever there'll be a case, and they'll know enough to know whether there's a shayla or not. A sheichet has to know hilchos shchita. That's it. He doesn't have to know every single din. He has to know what's a shayla, to know, to look it up. He should be able to understand what's a shayla. So in order to appoint, that's how the Ran gives the alternate shot. According to the Ramban, who claims that you need all 23 in a nefashis case. All 23 have to speak Shivim Lashon to understand the Eidim directly. You can't, no such thing as Rav Sadi Gaon says that you have a Kabbalah Seder Bishlosha. So it's not going to help what Rashi learns over here. The Ramban can't agree with Rashi. Rashi's going like Rav Sadi Gaon. So Ramban has to interpret this Gemara differently. Shnayim Ledabe Vecha Lishmaya doesn't mean Ledabe Shivim Lashon, Lishmaya Shivim Lashon. Ledabe Vechala Tarakula. How the level of goyness that the members of the Sanhedrin have to have. So two of them have to be Bikiyim and Kol HaTorah Kula, and one has to be Baki to the extent that he can follow their conversation. Shailus, how does the Rambam hold on this? How does the Rambam quote over there Aleph? Perek Aleph in Sanhedrin, Halacha Hey. Rambam learns like the second shot, like the Ramban. Talking about how high level of goyness do they have to have. So you can't tell if the Rambam would have learned like Rashi. So it will be obvious that the Rambam holds like Rav Sadi Gaon. Rashi has to go like Rav Sadi Gaon. That the Kabbalah Seder of Din and Nefashos is sufficient with a bezna of three. That's how Rashi learns on Yud Zayin on the base. The Ramban cannot learn like Rashi because he says on Chumash Rav Sadi Gaon is wrong. That you need all the 23 members of the Sanhedrin have to be Mekabaliyadis also. Even the Kabbalah Seder needs 23. So the Ramban cannot learn like Rashi. The Ramban is forced into giving this other pshat. And the Ram quotes, the Ram presents the whole thing on Yud Zayin Beis. The Shad is the Rambam learns like the Ramban. Does that mean that he disagrees with the Rav Sadi Gaon? Not necessarily. You can't tell just because he translates the words. I wouldn't want to say like Rashi either. Omar Rav Yudah Marab is commenting on Rabbi Yechanan. That's a very unusual thing. Rabbi Yechanan makes a statement in Eretz Yisrael. What the telecasting and broadcasting is live. He's listening to what Rabbi Yechanan said, makes a comment. It took months till I heard what Rabbi Yechanan said. So what do you mean he's commenting on what he heard from Rabbi Yechanan? Just because one member follows the other, that's a sadoitic pshat or Rashi. Maybe the Rambam learned like the Ramban. He felt that was pashat pshat. It doesn't indicate necessarily one way or the other how the Rambam thinks, whether like Rav Sadi Gaon or like the Ramban. There is a Rambam. Where the Rambam does say something, the question is what's the tegizok? Where is the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach? In Hilchos Rotzeach, I think Perek Aleph. There's a Mishnah, I think, in Makkos Kolmok, Mishishnaim, Miidim also, Shehu Chayiv Misa. Let's say a guy ran away from Bezdin, and two witnesses come and they testify that this man was Nigma Din Ola Misa. So the Mishnah says, it's the last Mishnah in the first paragraph of Makkos, Zayin Amin Alf, Misha Nigma Din Ola Ubarach, Bolifnei also bezin ein sosim as dino. They don't judge the case all over again. They was nigmar dino lemitzah, so they give them lemitzah. Come up and sheyam dushnayim. The yomro of two witnesses will testify. Me the mana beish planish and nigmar dino bebezin shall plani edav. I raise the yehar. We don't open the case all over again. Two witnesses come and they testify that this person was nigmar dino bebezin shall plani edav. To give him the death penalty. So where is that in the Rambam? Perek Yud Gimel in Sanhedrin Halacha Zayin. That's where it is. Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Zayin. That's a The Rambam says when the witnesses testify, they have to testify in the presence of a bezin of 23. In Perek Yud Gimel in Sanhedrin Halacha, the last line in Halacha Zayin, that the witnesses have to testify in the presence of a bezin of 23. So it might appear from the Rambam that he's saying the favors like the Ramban, that you need, if he holds like the Ramban, then he has to learn like the Ramban on Daf Yud Zayin in a bit. Hushi Yaidu the bezin shalesim shlosha. The Yosameach on that Rambam thinks fakert. He thinks, why did the Rambam write this over here? He should have written it in the beginning of Hilchos Sanhedrin. And not only do you require a Bezna of 23 for the Masan Matan, for the Gemar Din, you need a Bezna of 23 for the Kabbalah Sadis as well. Why did he write it by this obscure din? When he quotes Punk tucked away, and Perek Yud Gimel and Sanhedrin Aloha Zayin just Kalach Hayad, who provided Sheyida the Bezna Shalet Mishloshim. So the Yosameach claims that the Rambam is Fakir. The Rambam really holds like Rabbeinu Sadi going. And under normal circumstances, when you're going to have a Masan Matan, you're going to have a Gemar Din that's going to be done by Bezna 23. So the Kabbalah Seder, the Dira Maisa is sufficient with a Bezna 3. But here, because the Halacha says, Misha Nigma Din or Barach, in Sosim Azdina, you don't have to judge the case all over again. All you need is Kamak Mishnayam Nishnayim, Vyomru Midman of Bishpanish and Nigma Din of Bezna Shalpanic Plan Plan Erev, Hareza Yeharek. So the Kabbalah Seder is it? That's all you're going to have is Kabbalah Seder. Kabbalah Seder is the Gemar Din. So this case, the Rambam has Mechadish. Who? In this case, provided Shehid B'chnei Bezna Shalos Mishlosh. In a normal case, when you're going to have a whole discussion later, a Masan Matan, so it would have been sufficient to have a Kabbalah Seder B'chnei Shlosh. But in this case, because it's not going to be followed up with anything of a Bezna of Chav Gimel. And you can't give Din and Nefash is just two witnesses come and they say, the guys are at Enigma Dino. So the Oynish Misa's Bezna is supposed to be administered under the auspices of the Sanhedrin of 23. That's supposed to be given under the auspices of the Bezna of 3. So the Kabbalah Seder is all you're going to do here. So the Yosemach says, that's why the Rambam requires over here. Kabbalah Seder in this case needs a Bezna of 23. In other cases, fakir. It would appear that you don't need 23. That's the Yosemach on the Rambam. That's what he claims. Our Soloveitchik thought, you see from the Rambam finally blurted it out. The Rambam... right over here that Kabbalah said this needs a Bezna 23. The Yosemach Tainis, no. The Rambam should, if that's what he meant, he should have written it earlier, somewhere in the beginning of Hilchos Sanhedrin. When he says that you need a Bezna 23 for Nefashis, should have written over there that the Kabbalah said this and Nefashis also needs 23. He says, Fakir. And this Rambam is Fakir. Whatever it is, the Rambam is safe. And this Gemar Shnayim Ladab Avechad Ushmaya, if you learn like Rashi, is the Farish like Rav Sadigan. That's where Rav Sadigan got it from this Gemara. Rav Sadigan also learned like Rashi. Rav Sadigan was a little before Rashi. Rashi quotes Rav Sadigan once in a while. So Rav Sadigan also learned the Gemara like Rashi, and he understood, that's what the Gemara said, that Kabbalah Seder of Nefashis is sufficient with the Bezin of Shloisha. And the Ramban cannot learn the Gemara like that, so the Ramban is forced into giving the other interpretation. It happens that the Rambam also writes the other interpretation, like the Ramban. But it doesn't necessarily prove one way or the other whether he thinks like Rav Sadigan or like the Ramban. Anyway, getting back over here, this Rashi on Chesem Beis also, this Rashi is consistent with what he writes on Yud Zayin on the base. Vahanayami Bapi Plosa, that the Kabbalah Sadis of the Din and Nefashim was in the presence of a Bezna of Chav Gimel. This is a shayla. What would the Ramban say if one would assume, like the Ramban, that Kabbalah Sadis of Din and Nefashim requires 23? What would you say about Irani Dachas? Ein Donim is Irani Dachas, El Alpi Bezna Shal Shivin V'Yechod. So do you need Kabbalah Sadis and the Bezna Shal Shivin V'Yechod for Irani Dachas? The Mishnah says, you cannot be done. Or let's say, ein donim es a kain gadol el al pi beznu shal shivim v'yechod. So let's say we're discussing whether the kain gadol is chayv misa or not. So you require a beznu of 71. Would you require the whole beznu of 71 to be mekabelatus? So the minchas chinuch assumes that yes, and based on that, he has a kasha. That the Gemara later, in the end of the Masech, that talks about exactly how does one visualize an Irani Dachas. Irani Dachas is only if the majority of the population of the city worships Avodah Zarah. So how do you ascertain, and it's enigma dina lemisa, sometimes they worship Avodah Zarah, but there was no Hasra, or there was no Yater Atzma Lemisa, there was no Kabbalah Hasra, there was no Yater Atzma Lemisa. You gotta have that the majority of the population of the city is chayiv misa with all the details. So the Gemara asks hechi abdinan, exactly how do you do that? And kuf yud beis amaram, how do you do it? So the Gemara says that 20 lines from the top is a tiny letter base and kuf yud beis amaram. So the Gemara says hello, marbim lahem bati dinim umayinim bidineyim. You have many bati dinim of 23. This based on 23 mekabelatus on Reuven, and they discuss. They ascertain chay pata chay nigmadina chay. Then another based on 23 simultaneously is collecting evidence on Shimon, then on Levi, then on Yehuda. Each person, and then they have to ascertain what is the population of the city, what's considered 51% of the population of the city. They have to be permanent residents. Those only passing through the businessmen and passing through doesn't count. Have to live there permanently, the Mishnah has. So the first you have Bati Dinim of 23, Marbel Lahem Bati Dinim, you have many Bati Dinim of 23 to ascertain whether any given person is Chai Misa. Then you count up, and if it looks like you have a majority of the residents of the city, the permanent residents of the city, a Chai Misa, then Maskin Aluhu the Bez Nagoro, we bring them up to the Bez Nagoro, and they make the Gemar Din. The Gamri Luhu the Dinayu, the Kati Luhu. So it would appear from the Gemara that we're not been kabbalatus all over again. So that was the minchas chinuch kasha, don't you see, from the Gemara against the Ramban. If the Ramban is right that Kabbalah status of Din and Nefashis needs the Bezna of 23, shouldn't it follow logically that Kabbalah status of Din and Nidacha should require 71? Should it or should it not? That's the question. Should it not follow logically that the minchas chinuch is? Should it not follow logically the Kabbalah Sedefs of 71 of Irani Dachas should require a Bezna of 71. However, that's one way to understand the Ramban, that the Ramban thinks the Kabbalah Sedefs is a function of the Diyun, of the Din. So whatever number of Dayanim you need for the Din, that's the number that you need for the Kabbalah Sedefs. The Moshe, there's one opinion in Shita Mekubetzes and Ksubis in the second parak that a mumcha l'rabim dan afil yechidi. So when a mumcha l'rabim is running a din Torah, he can be mekabelatus yechidi. He can be mekabelatus yechidi. Whoever can be done the case can be mekabelatus. And others disagree and they say no. Mumcha l'rabim dan afil yechidi. He can give the psak, but kabbalah seidus is a separate din. That kabbalah seidus b'shloisha. So Rav Shimon Shkop and the Shari Yoshe makes a suggestion, and maybe this is totally in the Machlekes of Sadi Goin and the Ramban. Is there an independent halacha that Kabbalah Seidus needs Shloisha? So even indeed in the Foshes, the Rav Sadi Goin holds Kabbalah Seidus is B'Shloisha. And even, you don't need more than Shloisha, you don't need 23. And even if you have a Mumchal Rabban Dan Afili Yechidi, he can do the Diyur, he can judge the case. But he can't be Mekabelatus. Kabbalah Seidus has to be Bishnei Bezdin, and the Mumcha L'Rabim is Nishkin Bezdin. So you're going to need Shloisha for the Kabbalah Seidus, and then the Mumcha L'Rabim can be done the case. is that Rav Shimush Kaplan, that's the machloikis. Is there a separate halacha, let's say in a case of aguna, heter agunas, and Ebenezer Simon Yud Zayin, there's a long chelkas machloikik. Chelkas on Shulchan Aruch, it's like they have it like Rashi and Tosfos. So the inside is the is Ebenezer, the inside is where Rashi would be, is the chelkas machloikik, and the outside is the Beishmo, where the Tosfos would be is the Beishmo. So usually the Mechalkas Mechalkas Meshmo is not so long, very long tshuva, Mechalkas Mechalkas, the Simon Yud Zayin. So this is the issue that he deals with. How many Rabbanim do you need to be Matar and Aguna? One. You need one Rabbi who knows Hilchas Heter Agunas. Sometimes they're afraid to take the burden of Pesach on themselves, so they say, I'm only Mekel Aloha Maisa if the another two Rabbanim will be Mitzah, another five Rabbanim will be Mitzah with me. Okay, different thing. But strictly speaking, one Chacham who knows the Dinim can paskin all on his own. So what about the Gvia Seders? What about when the witnesses come and they testify that we saw this and that and the other thing, and the question is whether the husband is alive or dead. So how many members of a Bezin do you need? What kind of a Bezin do you need for the purpose of the Gvia Seders? So that's a long Chalkas Mechagib Kitzah. It's a Machlekes HaPaskin, whether a Bezin of three is needed, because that's an independent Halacha. Kabbalah Seders Nishloisha. Even though the case can be judged by Achad Nami Kosher, Amayra Hayro, who knows Hilchas Heter Agunas, can paskin on his own. But Gvia Seders are separate things. But he's saying, no, whoever is qualified to paskin in any area is qualified to be Mekabalatis in that area. Kabbalah Seders is a function of the Pesach. That's the beginning of the Masa Matan. So Reb Shimon Shkob suggests that maybe these two atolis of Zem, maybe the Machlokes, the Ramban and the Rav Sadigon, where the Kabbalah Seders of Nefashis is sufficient with three, you need 23. Maybe that's the same machlek. Maybe that's identical with this machlek is by a mumcha the rabbi dan afid yichidi. Can he be mekabel edus on his own or not? Should follow every data. Should it be sufficient with three?
Why is the Gemara saying mahaneh b'din? The Gemara says mahaneh b'din. Much more like a paskin that he's included
in him. Okay. Okay, the Kabbalah Seders would, if you all like the Rav Sadiq, the Kabbalah Seders would have been sufficient with Gimel, but Kabbalah Seders not enough to determine what the Reifo Yir is Ovdu Avodah Zarah. You have to have a Gemar Din on the Reifo Yir, so a Gemar Din, and then you go to the Bez Nagar. That's going to be an Ini Adin. They already made a Gemar Din, and then we don't give them an Ini Oynish until we wait for the Pesach of the Bez Nagar. So that's going to be the Ini Adin. So this, the way Reb Shimon suggests in the Shari Yosha, that's the way the Minchas Chinuch assumes, that according to the Ramban, that you need a Bezin of 23 for Kabbalah Seders of Din and Nefashis, so the Minchas Chinuch assumes you should also require a Bezin of 71 for the Kabbalah Seders of a Nir and Idachas, or for the Kabbalah Seders of when you're done the Kangar. You should need the same number Dayanim, needed for the Pesach, should be needed for the Kabbalah Seders. One could perhaps distinguish that the Rav Soloveitchik thought that it's not the same. He thinks the Ramban didn't mean to say that the Kabbalah Seders is a function of the Pesach. So whoever has the ability to paskin can be Mekabalatis. Beila Hakol, Beila Hachmer. If you need 71 for the Pesach, they need 71 for the Kabbalah Seders. You need 23 for the Pesach. E 23 for the Kabbalah Seders, and if Chad Nami Kosher, if a Mumcha the Rambam Dan Afi Lichidus, if Chad Kmi Mekabel, he thought that maybe it's not so. Maybe the Ramban in principle agrees with the Rav Sadigun that there's really a separate halacha that Kabbalah Seders needs Shloisha, and maybe by Heter Agunas you really need a Beznam Shloisha for the Kabbalah Seders, and Mumcha the Rambam also you would need Shloisha. Maybe the Ramban just meant to say avoid and deal in the Foshes, that Kabbalah Seders of the Foshes. Kabbalah Seder is also a chelik of the Masa Matan. Maybe the Kabbalah Seder is also a chelik of the Masa Matan, and they would need 23. But maybe Kabbalah Seder of Yerin Dachas would really be sufficient with 23. Maybe you wouldn't need 71. Maybe the 71 by Yerin Dachas is only for the Pesach. Maybe you wouldn't need. Okay. You can dig that on the details. Okay. That's questionable. The details are a little questionable, but the story begins. You know the way the story begins with the Rav Sadi going with the Ramban Achumish on the Pasuk in Dvarim. Al pi shnayim edim al pi shlosha edim, that's in Dvarim chapter Yutes, Rashi says. Dvarim chapter Yutes. So that's getting back again to Chesam Beis, that's Abayi's pshat. Abayi thinks that they're both correct. what Ula said is correct, l'choladeis, and what Rabbi said is correct, l'choladeis. If you start off with the Bezin of 23, you can't give a Gemara, Meikara Daita Rechav Gimel, you see we can't give a Psak less. And if it can possibly develop into 23, it already needs 23 now, because the whole case is labeled as one of Din and Nefashis. Kuli Amachoshim Lalaz, Umishim Kodesh Oshem. The Machlek is a different thing. The husband brought, Gagon Da'asu Bastam, the husband brought two Eidim, Vahana Yamer Bapi Klosa, and the two testify in the presence of a dozen of three. This is all part of Rashi's Pshat. If you don't like Rashi, then you got to shift into the Rabbeinu Tam. If you hold like the Ramban, the Kabbalah Seidus of Din and Nefashis needs 23, so the whole Rashi's Pshat doesn't get off the ground. What do you mean? He brought Eidim who said there was Asra Stam, and the Eidim testified in the presence of a Bezin of three. How did the whole story begin? It can't be.
That two people come and then you see, oh, we have to do the fascists and contoy, you can do the whole Eidus again. So
do the Eidus again. I mean, the three, it's not that they're on the Kabbalah Eidus, it's a preliminary hearing before they're the secretary of the Bezin. Okay, maybe. Sabai says that's the case. And the machlekes are Meir and the Chachamim. Is this machlekes? High Tanu who the Tanu? The Sefer has a machlekes. Sharp and Chayim Mitzvah Shabbatar. Everybody else aside from the Maces. That's what Rashi and Tess explained. This Sefer is in the context of Dinei Maces. The Dinei Maces are slightly different from all of the other Maces. Is Chayv Skilo. Maces is one who tries to coax someone else to worship Avodah Zarah. So the laws of the Maces are slightly different because the pasuk says La Sachma V'Loi Sechasa Olam. By Maces it says La Sachma V'Loi Sechasa. So we already saw the Gemara on Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, about 20 lines from the top, where the line begins V'Chilufa Le Maces. Amar Rav Simi Barash V'Chilufa Le Maces Tichsiv La Sachma V'Loi Sechasa. What's the chilufa lemeisis? That there are 10 chilukim between mamonis and nefashis. That was the Mishnah Lamed Beis and Manalev. So one difference was that mamonis in succession of bezin of 3 and nefashis need a bezin of 23. So that din that you need a bezin of 23, that applies equally to meisis and to shar haruge bezin and to sharan niskal. That's the same. They all need 23. But the other 9 differences between Mamonis and Nefashis are all based on the Inyan of the Hitzilah Ho'edah, that you try to give the fellow a break. Poschim l'schus, v'im poschim l'choiv, amalamit schus, v'im choizim alamit choiv, amalamit choiv, v'choizim alamit schus. The Talmud wants to pipe up and say his opinion, so let him say. So the 9 chilukim that are based on the Hitzilah Ho'edah, you have to have a rov of shnayim l'chiyuv. So those 9 differences, the Gemara says, neither apply to Maces, nor apply to Sharan Niskal. Sharan Niskal, there's no din of Hitzilah Ho'edah. And by Maces, there's no din of Hitzilah Ho'edah. So therefore, this Bryce is drawing a contrast. All the other Chayvim Mises need 2 Eidim, and Maces doesn't need 2 Eidim. How can it be Maces doesn't need 2 Eidim? If they would have said Maces doesn't need a Rav Shnayim L'chiyuv, that's what the Gemara says on Lamed Gimel Beis, L'chilufa L'Maces. Maces doesn't need a Rav of Shnayim L'chiyuv. But what do you mean that Maces doesn't need 2 Eidim? Maces also needs 2 Eidim. The Rashi and Tais explain, no, there's a difference. By all the other Chayvim Mises, I'm only Chayv Mises if I can see that there are 2 witnesses. When I'm doing the Aveira, I'm aware that there are 2 witnesses. What if the witnesses are hiding? So that's not enough of a Maces. Maybe if I would have realized that there are witnesses who are really going to bring me to court and give me the death penalty, I wouldn't have done the Aveira. I think I'm doing the Aveira privately with no one watching. I didn't realize that anyone is watching. So that by Maces, the Mishnah says, Machminim lo yedim. That's where Rashi and Tosfos point out. The Mishnah says that you have Eidim hiding to listen to the Maces. You don't want to have Eidim present. If you're going to have Eidim present, then it's not. If someone was once Maces, then normally these Maces, Kisis Chachich Ben Imecha Baseser Leimah, he's going to try to coax you to worship Avodah Zarah when no one is watching. So you try to tell him what he means, but we're Jewish people, we're not allowed to worship over there. He kept on saying, no, he believes in this Avodah Zarah religion. We should reject Judaism. So then if he keeps on insisting, so then you have to try to trip him up. You should have Edom hiding to listen to the Hasasa. If you're going to have Edom watching there, he's not going to repeat the Hasasa. He's going to be careful. So that's the one and only case where you have Machminim lo Edom, you have the Edom in hiding. So that's what it says in the Brisim. You have to have witnesses. It means by Mesis you also need witnesses, but the witnesses don't have to be visible. Rashi writes, "Ide hachmonas edim." Tosfos says the same. You need edim, but the edim are hiding. So it's not the same as a normal case. What do you mean, edo? Other chavi mises, you only give mises if you have edo. What do you mean, edo means a bezin of 23. You mean a mises does need a bezin of 23? Of course he needs. Tosfos says, "Avolinian esem eshloshet d'ashin ma'akra ain't svar lachalim emeses l'shar chavi mises." Of course you need 23 dayonim. Means v'hitziloha eido, the din of hatzava, that based on the pasuk that says by eido v'hitziloha eido doesn't apply to meisus. All the laws of v'hitziloha eido don't apply. Pasuk l'schus wouldn't apply. Hamalam etzchus einachoyz hamalam echoyver wouldn't apply, and so on. All the special differences between mamis and the fashas that are based on the idea of v'hitziloha eido would not apply to meisus. So that's what it means. Meisus doesn't need Eido, doesn't mean Eido Matzelos. You don't have the din of the Hitzilo Eido. Doesn't need Eidim. It does need Eidim, but it doesn't need Eidim who are visible to the Choyte. Even Eidim Bahachman are also good. And it doesn't need Hasro'ah. That's also a question. What does it mean? It doesn't need Hasro'ah. The Rashi says it doesn't need Hasro'ah. Rashi learns that's literal. Does need Eido means it does need Eido, the Hitzilo Eido. Does need Eidim visible to the Chayitah. Eidim b'hachman are good. But Hasra, Rashi learns, is literally Rashi right. Nerek b'li Hasra. No Hasra at all. Taisa says, doesn't mean that you don't need Hasra. Hasra is a din in all din in the Fashas. The Gami Masrim Bab the Feirish, Taisa says, well, I'm going to give him a weaker form of Hasra. Ech nanir chavimu shepesh maim v'nevach v'na v'reitz ma'avani. Kidistam v'perik abimis v'zav samach zayin v'lam. You have a hasro, but it's not so explicit a hasro. You better not do this aver. We're going to bring it to bed and give you the death penalty. We're going to give you a skila. You don't give an explicit hasro. You have a veiled hasro. So Tosfos argues with Rashi. Tosfos holds a meisus also needs hasro, but the din of the hitzila hoeda. We spoke already about this. The din of the hitzila hoeda is not only a din in the procedure of the bezdin. That poskim mitzchus, amalam mitzchus, ein echoz amalam mitzchoyv, amalam mitzchoyv, echoz amalam mitzchus, nachzir mitzchus, ein machzir mitzchoyv. Not only dinim in the procedure of the bezin, and those dinim don't apply to the meisus, but it's also a cloud. The hitzilu eid is a cloud that guides us in establishing the halachas, in being darshaning the psukim. How do you darshan the psukim? So in kolot, in all other cases of din in the fashas, you always darshan the psukim in such a way that it should come out lahokel for the nidon, to the benefit of the nidon, to get him off the hook that he shouldn't be punished. In Mesis, you don't go out of your way to darshan everything lahokel. So you have a pasuk in Chumash that says that in order to administer din in the fashas, you need hasra. So how much of a hasra do you have to have? Is it enough if you say a vague hasra? Does it make sense? We're Jewish people. It does make sense to worship Avodah Zarah. That's in a certain sense, that's a hasra. I wasn't that explicit. I didn't say you better not do the avera. We're going to bring it to bezin. We're going to give you a skila. We're going to give you mamish mis bezin. I wasn't so explicit. So by all the other chavi misu bezin, we darshan everything lahakel. So we stretch all the way out, and we sew, and we insist. You have to have a very explicit hasra. You have to say we're going to give you misa, and he has to say. It has to be mater atzmon amisa. It has to say, I know what you're talking about, and I don't care. I'm an oskein ani yoyse. It has to be very explicit. And by meisus, because we don't apply the hitzila hoeda, true, there is a requirement of hasra, Tosfos says you do need hasra, but since you don't apply the hitzila hoeda, because we say, l'sachma v'l'sachato olav, so all the yonam of atzol don't apply. So we don't insist on such an elaborate hasra. A light hasra is also sufficient. If it would have been any other area outside of Din and Nefashis, we wouldn't have insisted on such an elaborate hasra. It would have been enough a light hasra. It's only because of a heat siloeda. So the siloeda doesn't apply to maces. So a light form of a hasra is also sufficient. That's how Tosfos understood the Gemara. And Rashi sounds like he understands nereg b'li hasra. Rashi doesn't reinterpret anything. Rashi sounds like he understands you really don't need hasra by a maces. How is one to understand that? Why should maces be a yetzim in a club that you shouldn't need hasra? The truth of the matter is, maces is not the only one who does need hasra. The Gemara says Eidim Zemimim don't need hasra. If you remember last year we learned Subas, and the third parak in Subas, the Gemara gives a whole explanation why Eidim Zemimim don't need hasra. Then there is a Gemara here. Gemara here on Peches on the day. Gemara says on Peches on the day before the Mishnah, two lines before the Mishnah. Meses de laboy hasra ma'ikal ameima. Simple pshat in the Gemara. It's like Rashi says, Meses laboy hasra. He does need hasra. And in the context of this Gemara, this Meses de laboy hasra, the context of the Gemara sounds like Zakam Amri also does need hasra. That's what it sounds like. Rashi learns Pashim Shad Zaka Mamri. So you have already three people don't need Asura. The Mesis, the Zaka Mamri, the Edom Zenimim, and then Rashi has a fourth person also that doesn't need Asura, Ben Sora Mora. There is a Mishnah that talks about the Hasura that's given to the Ben Sora Mora, and Rashi says it's not to be taken literally. Ben Sora Mora doesn't need Asura. Where's that Mishnah? Comparing Ben Sora Mora. Ayin Aleph Amin Aleph, the third line from the bottom of the daf. So it says, Masrim bo b'shnei shlosha, u malkin oso. The Ben Sora Mora steals money from his father, and he buys steaks, and he buys wine, and he eats the steaks with the wine, with a bunch of hooligans. So the first time he does it, they give him malkus. It says, v'yisro oso. And then if he repeats it again a second time, then you give him the Einish Misa. The Ben Sarmar and the Achid of Shniya gets Misa, the Achid of Shniya gets Malkus. So the Mishnah has an expression, Masrim bo b'fnei shlosha, u malkin oso. That's the third line from the bottom of the daf, and Ayin Aleph Amin Aleph. The Rashi writes, Masrim bo, doesn't mean hasra, not to be taken literally. La mishum hasra gemura kishara beres, shein loch mele b'hasra. Not, it doesn't mean the regular din of hasra. So hasra seidim boy. The Edom witnesses have to give Asra. And here it's the parents are giving. When the Mishnah says Masra Nosa means that witnesses have to testify that the parents gave the child Techocha. That they see the kid hanging out with the bad kids in the neighborhood. He's always hanging out with the hooligans. And he's turning out to be a juvenile delinquent, so the parents have to give him musa. If the parents never gave any techocha, so the kid will not be given the death penalty. He won't be punished later because of Ben Sarmar, because they never even tried. Because it says v'yisroos v'lo yishma lehem. That's one of the conditions. If the parents gave techocha and the child didn't listen, so Rashi sounds like he says masrim bo la mishum asrog mok shar veres. The Ben Sarmar does need asro. The Rambam quotes this then in the Mishnah Torah, Maimon Isham Halacha Vav, Perek Zayin Amamrim Halacha Vav, Perek Zayin Amamrim Halacha Vav. Zayin, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, I should say. Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, and Mamrim, So the Rambam says you have to have two witnesses who testify. Sheganav mishalav v'kana basar yayin. V'ochal oiso achilu hamura achar ha-hasro'o. The witnesses have to say that there was a regular hasro. Acha shehisrubo. He repeats again. Acha shehachilu shniyah. Acha shehisrubo. You need hasro the first time by the achilu rishayin. You need hasro by the achilu shniyah. Rambam says a regular din of hasro. Not like Rashi. So the Chazon Ish points this out, that the Rashi and the Rambam disagree how to translate the words of the Mishnah. Masum b'b'fnei shloshim malkim osa. The Rashi sounds like he says that there were four people who don't eat asra. Edim Zemimim and the Mesis, the Zaka Mamre and the Mensora Mor. So this is an interesting group of four. These four are singled out. They have one halacha in common on Pei Tesam and Aleph. On Pei Tesam and Aleph, there are two Mishnayos. They're right immediately before the second Mishnah. On the Pei Tesam and Aleph, the Gemara quotes a Braisa Tana Rabbanan. These four people are bot zichem hachroza. Normally, let's say a person is a murderer. A person was Baal Eshishish, Maisim Echolyah. So you have to advertise in the newspapers that so and so is getting the death penalty because he worshipped Avodah Zarah. So and so is getting the death penalty because he was Baal Eshishish. Or because Mekalal Avim or Makal Avim. There's no requirement for Hachraza. You don't have to advertise to the whole world. Other rabbis, you advertise, you give people ideas. So more people are going to cause more crime. But there are four people who need Hachraza. Who are the four? These four that Rashi singled out. If they don't need Asura, they need Achraza on Mesis. And Sarah Marazaka Mamavayim Mizamimim. How do you know that they need Achraza? That before you give the Einish, you have to advertise? Because in Chumash it says, Choli Sol Yishmu V'Yiro. Or it says, V'Hanisharim Yishmu V'Yiro. So it says in the Chumash, you have to advertise. Everyone should know that the person is getting the death penalty because of this Avir. So why are these four singled out? Psukim in Chumash. But why does the Pasuk single them out? So the Pashtus perhaps is, based on what it says in the Mishnah in Bensora Moreh, that the Bensora Moreh is really Nereg al Shem Sofo. The Bensora Moreh is Nereg al Shem Sofo means that the Avera that he did now, he stole from his parents. That's not a nice thing to do. But you don't give the death penalty because he stole. And he's a juvenile delinquent. He stole and he ate, steak. Wild kid. He ate steak and he drank wine with a bunch of hooligans. Also, you don't give the death penalty for doing that. So the Mishnah poses that question: does he deserve this punishment? So the Mishnah says the Mentora Moreh. Here's the Mishnah Ayin Aleph on the base. The two Mishnahs, the bottom Mishnah Ayin Aleph on the base. Mentora Moreh Nidon. Al Shem Sofo, Yomu Zakai, Va'al Yomu Schayot. Why wait till he does an Avera for which he will deserve the death penalty? That give him the death penalty now, not because of the Avera that he did, but rather Al Shem Sofo. Because we know what's going to happen. We know what's going to come out of this. The truth of the matter is that all the four are like that. The Edom Zomimim, why did they get the death penalty? For attempted murder. They were planning to give the Einish Misa to this person. If they actually did give the Einish Misa, then the Gemara says, Hargu, ain't that rugged? That you don't give the Einish. That was a machlegas that took him in the Prushim. The Tzedukim said, only Hargu and that rugged, and we don't hold like that. But after Faker, Hargu ain't that rugged. Only if Loi Hargu. So for attempted murder, you get the death penalty. Or the Zaka Mamre. What's the Zaka Mamre? Maybe he's right. Maybe the Bez Nogadol is wrong. Why? He had a machlekes with the Bez Nogadol about legging tefillin. So the world comes to an end about the legging tefillin. The Rambam says, Chayv Zaka Mamre, Chayv Misa. Even if he argues on a din de Rabbanon, the Rambam gives an example. Chametz Aner Pesach, Bishor Shishis. They're fighting about a din de Rabbanon. So the Bez Nogadol says, we hold that it should be Osabano. He says, come on, everybody has a watch. What do you mean people are going to make a mistake? And this day and age, you still go with this. He says, I'm going, yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I don't believe in that. So what does he deserve? The death penalty. Maybe he's right. And even if he's wrong, so the world comes to an end, you give him the death penalty. So he was a chotzov, so he disagreed with the Bez Nagar. So these four people, really, the einish that they get, is to serve as a deterrent for others. Hanisham Yishmil V'Yiro. It's not really an Einish L'Sha'ovar that HaNefesh HaChatas Hi Tomus, like the Navi says. A person sins and the sin is so terrible, he deserves a death penalty. These four guys, they don't deserve so much. So these four really, the whole purpose of the Misa is Lahabot, to serve Hanisham Yishmil V'Yiro, to serve as a deterrent, and no one else should repeat this Aver. So that's why the Pasuk says Hanisham Yishmil V'Yiro, V'lo Yizid Not, to deter others. So maybe that's Rashi Sheet, maybe that's why you don't need Asura. The only time you need Asura is Lahabchi Meshegig L'Mezid, if we're punishing a person because he did an Avera, and we have to determine that the Avera is an Avera Chamura Miyot. He did the Avera with the full Mezid, so then you have to have Hasra, that the Avera should be so chomer that he deserves a death penalty. But if the person, he doesn't deserve, he did an Avera, okay? He stole money from the father, and he ate with a bunch of hooligans, a bunch of gangsters, and he sees he's going on the wrong derech. But the Avera that he did so far is insufficient Avera to warrant Einish Misa. The Einish Misa is really al shem sofa, means to serve as a deterrent. That's why you have the hachrozim. So that's why Rashi holds it doesn't make sense to require hasra in these four cases. All four cases don't need hasra.
But the Mises is the only one
Mises is the only one where you have the din of loisachma veloisachase, that you don't have any of the laws of hatsolas.
Right.
Mises and Shoraniskal. Mesis and Shoraniskal they require a bezin of 23, that's all they have in common with the other din in the Pasha, but they don't require the Hitzila Hoeda. The Gemara has. The Hitzila Hoeda doesn't apply. Where's that Gemara? The Gemara by Mesis was on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. On Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis is the Gemara that Mesis, the Chilufa Lamesis. But then there's the Gemara by Shoraniskal. We got it ready. Where's the Gemara by Shah Nisqa? It says also there's no din of the Hitzila Hoeda. Yeah, on the top of Lamed Vav Lamed Beis, the Gemara says all of the differences. Asor Adram Yesh Mei Mamen Isla Nefashis Kula Mei Nogim Shah Nisqa Chutz Mei Esam Shloisha. The only one that Shah Nisqa has in common with all the din of Nefashis is the Bezna of 23. But all the other chilukim that are based on the Hitzila Hoed don't apply to Sharaniskal. The Sharaniskal and the Mesis are the two who don't have the mitzvah of Hatzol. That's on Lamed Vav on the day, on the top. So Mesis is unique from the four Chevre, who are all, Rashi puts them all together, that none of them need Asura, but Mesis is in a category unto himself. Mesis is worse, yeah.
The fact that the idea of was Chasa, doesn't that indicate that he's been punished because of the Chomer Issa?
Not necessarily.
So why? Because he's a very dangerous person.
Dangerous to the society. He's going to cause other people. He's going to corrupt the whole society. That's how Rabbi Hirsch has in his commentary on Chumash at the end of Parshas Hemor. Where's the Megadev? The end of Hemor. So the Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what punishment, if any, should you give to the Megadev? Does he deserve a punishment? He curses HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response? The Pasuk says in Tilim Yoshev Yishamayim Yitzchak Hashem Yilaglon. Baruch Hashem sits in heaven and he has a good chuckle, but he gets a heart attack. He gets aggravated. If a human being curses another person, he takes it to heart and he's aggravated and asks the Chufa Alevedik. Baruch Hashem sits in heaven, he lives with the whole thing. So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sure whether the Megadev gets any punishment at all. He knew that it's not their heretz. Alekim lois tekalo. It's a lois esir, but he didn't know if he deserves any yonish. So the pasuk says there, the introduction to the punishment of the Megadev. It says, Maki nevish behemi yishamena, maki odem yumas. The punishments are given in accordance with the chaymu ha'aveira. If it's an aveira, chamura maki odem, then it's yumas. Maki nevish behemo yishamena. So now that's the premise. And now the question is, how serious is the Aveira of Megadev? Moshe Rabbeinu is toying with the idea, not so serious, you should let him not be punished at all. He did an Aveira, okay. So the Baruch Shalom laughs at it. It doesn't mean anything. So the Baruch Shalom says, no, Hoseh Hamakalel The guy's going to destroy the whole society. I'm laughing. I'm having a good joke out of the whole thing. But it's going to destroy the whole society. For that reason, it's considered an Aveira Chamura. By the Mekalel, by the Megadeth. By the Mesis, it's an attempted Aveira. It's an attempted Aveira. But the punishment is not so much for the Aveira of convincing that itself is an Aveira. That itself is an Aveira. But the Onish is not so much for the seriousness of the Aveira. It's because of to serve as a deterrent. We don't want people to worship Avodah Zarah. We don't want people to convince others to go convince others to worship Avodah Zarah. So we have so far three pshatim in the Mishnah. We have Bula, Rabba, and Abai. Then we're going to have Rav Papa. Then is going to come Rav Ashi. Then is going to come Ravina A, B, and C. Ravina has three suggestions. Ravina has the first pshat, then Ibai Seima, then another Ibai Seima. So maybe believe that tomorrow we should try to finish the Rashi. How does Rashi read the Gemara? Easy Gemara. Okay, got to say Ravina Malkenis.